This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 398 for Thursday, May 16th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Thursday, underpinned by chart-based positioning and ideas losses earlier this week were overdone. Canola up $2 to $9, July up $2.20 at $651.50 per ton. New crop November up $3.90 at $673.20. Gains in Chicago soy oil provided spillover support, although soybeans were mixed. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures traded near unchanged, providing little direction. Concerns over seeding delays across parts of the prairies after recent rains did help underpin the futures, despite ideas that moisture will be good for production in the long run. Saskatchewan's canola crop was 17% seeded, according to a weekly report released earlier today. That compares with 19% done at this point last year. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed, while corn and wheat moved lower. Soybeans being pulled in both directions as strength in soy oil was countered by weakness in meal. July up 2 cents at $12.16 per bushel, and new crop November down 2 cents at $11.99. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of about 265,000 tons to move during the current marketing year were down 38% from last week. Yesterday's disappointing monthly crush data remained a bearish influence as well, although declining production estimates out of Brazil after recent flooding provided support. Corn futures, they are lower. The July contract down 5 cents at $4.57 per bushel. U.S. exporters sold 742,000 tons of corn in the past week. That's down 17% from the previous week and at the lower end of trade guesses. Rains across parts of the Corn Belt may cause seeding delays, but farmers are thought to be making good progress around the precipitation. Weather concerns in Russia remained supportive for wheat, as traders are still trying to get a handle on the extent of the damage caused by recent frosts. However, wheat ran into chart resistance and backed away from earlier gains to end lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in the down 7 cents in the July contract at $7.20 per bushel. Kansas City down 2 cents in July at $6.73 per bushel, and Chicago soft wheat down 2 cents in the July contract at $6.63 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at about 380,000 tons of old and new crop business combined. A crop tour of U.S. hard red wheat growing regions was generally showing yields in line with the five-year average and well above last year's drought-stricken crop. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, May 16th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.